This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
For now, let's take a look at some international headlines, because there's been some news out of Hong Kong, whose chief executive, Carrie Lam, announced on Wednesday that the government is officially scrapping the extradition bill. This comes after about 14 weeks of unrest in the Asian financial hub. And last week, Lam says this latest news will be the first step to breaking the deadlock seen in society.
Yeah, and although she acknowledged that the dissatisfaction in Hong Kong is about more than just the bill, she also said we can discuss all these deep-seated issues in our dialogue platform to be established.
Yeah, so but it seems that for many, this concession, though her most major one to date, apparently is too little too late. So what does this all mean?
Indeed, and to help us answer that question for more insight this morning, we turn to Sunny Lo, political commentator based in Hong Kong. Good morning, Sunny. Thank you for joining us. Now, why do you think Carrie Lam has decided to withdraw the bill now, months after the unrest first started? What was the tipping point?
I think two events are very important. Number one, October 1st, National Day, is approaching, so she has to do something in order to deal with the protests. And secondly, you know, it was leaked out embarrassingly that she talked to a group of business elites saying that, you know, she didn't really have the influence over Hong Kong affairs. So I think she was under tremendous pressure to do something so that the central government in Beijing feels that she is really in control of the situation, and also this has to be done before October 1st.
Yeah, Sunny, Carrie Lam says withdrawal is going to be the first step, but the protesters have a demand list which extends beyond the bill's withdrawal and includes items like an inquiry into Hong Kong's police tactics, as well as universal suffrage for more democracy in Hong Kong. What do you think?
Beijing actually on the same day responded to the demands of universal suffrage by asking the people of Hong Kong to go back to the August 31st, 2014 political parameter set up by Beijing. And with regard to the Independent Commission, Carrie Lam told the protesters that actually she doesn't really consider this option because she wants to have the Independent Police Complaint Council handling the issue. So because of these two demands that cannot be met, we can anticipate that some radical protesters and also some peaceful protesters will continue to protest.
And with what Carrie Lam has basically offered at the moment, will the protests die down, maybe lose momentum, or should we expect things to keep on going at the same pace?
I think we may have to accept that the ongoing protests, especially on Saturdays and Sundays, will become a new normal in Hong Kong politics because all these guerrilla-style and tech-savvy protests are going on. But we can anticipate that before October 1st, hopefully some protests may die down. I think the critical period will be the end of September and October 1st. If the protesters do not give the Chinese government face, then tougher measures may have to be adopted.
So, Sunny, now we often see footage coming out of Hong Kong of protesters out on the streets, but tell us about your day-to-day experiences there. Is it as bad as the coverage suggests?
Basically, the daily situation is not so bad, but if the citizens and tourists go out to some mass transit railway stations on the night, like you know, around 9 p.m. or after 9 p.m., they may have to be a little bit more careful because the protesters are targeted at different MTR mass transit railway stations. But having said that, some reports have suggested that capital flight in Hong Kong has begun, including some people looking for options to migrate elsewhere. So the situation in Hong Kong appears to be stable, but actually inherently quite unstable.
Thank you so much, Sunny. And that was Sunny Lo, political commentator based in Hong Kong. And I think, guys, it's probably true what he says, that we should expect these Saturday-Sunday protests to become the new normal for Hong Kong if the government doesn't take some kind of decisive action to engage with the protesters.
Yeah, look, I mean, what we understand is that the people of Hong Kong are more than just miffed at this extradition. And Carrie Lam's, I can't think of another word other than insouciance in the face of I got this funny look from Shariat Abdullah. She's been so nonchalant about this whole issue. That's really irked Hong Kong, local Hong Kongers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's really this whole issue of Big Brother wanting to take back what people feel in Hong Kong feel is not theirs to take.
Yeah, so I mean, it's not going to be the same in Hong Kong anymore, isn't it? And it's going to be volatile over there, and whether or not it's going to be that same... it is one of the... good tourism spots that we have to offer.
Not at least just within that.
It's not just tourism. It's the
financial hub.
And that status is going to be lost.
According to the data, for every dollar that came into Hong Kong, $2.50 have left it already. And if this goes on, its status as a global financial center will be harmed. I don't know whether irreparably, but for now, at least, it's going to be harmed.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.